With Niall McGuinness, Real Manager, looking back to last night's win in the League Cup against Carnarvon Town, 5-1 away from home, a lot of positives to take from that, and also quite a few changes from the weekend. How did the players who came in perform, in your opinion?
The players did really well. Obviously, it showed our squad in depth a little bit last night. A number of players, a number of changes from previous games. But the lads have stepped up and they're trying to win their shirt. So it was a positive performance considering the amount of changes that were made.
And in terms of a couple of debuts, Rio came at his first start, just joined the club, 2 goals. You can't really say more from that from a start, can you?
No, definitely not. He gave us a different sort of dimension in terms of his speed, and he is clinical in front of goal. He took his first one really well. He was in a good area for his second one, and he probably should have had a third as well, which on a different day I think he would have. He's still not fit. He's missed, that's his first game in 6 weeks with his clearance from his previous club, so he's hopefully going to be a handful.
And I think a lot of positives at the back. Mike Sharples came on towards the end, first appearance for the club. Aaron Simpson back from suspension. I think quite a few selection headaches possibly for you for the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. We've got to make sure we get it right for the Airbus game, but they're good headaches. I'm happy to see lads starting to come back into the team. And like I said, we've had key players missing for the last few games, and we've coped and done really well. So we're hoping to kick on now with the key members of the squad coming back.
And looking ahead to Saturday, I think it's the perfect opportunity. We've got the Scorio cameras coming down to the Corbett Sports Stadium Saturday evening, match live on S4C. I think hopefully the armchair viewer will be watching Scotty on Saturday night. I think there's a lot of positives for them to watch with the real side at the moment.
Yeah, we're in a good run of form. The lads are playing well, they're digging in for each other, but again, it's early days. We've got to make sure we build on it. We know Airbus are a very strong side, and it's going to be a real tough test come Saturday, so we've got to make sure we're prepared physically, mentally.
And I think possibly Airbus, they had a disappointing result in midweek. They'll probably be looking to bounce back from that, and could be a danger. I think Tony Gray up front continues to score goals for Airbus. He's one to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't look too much into midweek. I know a number of clubs rest their players, so we wouldn't be looking into that. But no, Tony Gray he's a real handful, and we know he's a proven goal scorer in this league. So we've got to be on our game come Saturday.
And I think looking over the last three matches, after the disappointment at TNS, 3 straight wins, 9 goals scored, are you pleased overall that the squad seems to have kind of overcome that setback and seems to be in a very positive and gelled form at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we got rid off a little bit after TNS, and I think the lads, you can't ask for more. They've bounced back with 3 wins, 3 good performances, and 3 performances that have showed passion and heart for the club. And that's what it's all about, but it's making sure we build on it now.
Cheers, thanks, Niall.
Thank you.